I just want to say something before we start. I want to thank all our friends and viewers. This has been a very interesting year, and last year and this year, and we could not do it without our viewers. And we're very thankful for you and all you've done, your encouragement, your giving. You've kept us going. You've kept me going. And so I wanted to say thank you, and we so appreciate our little group. We couldn't go on if you guys haven't helped us. So we're thankful for that. And definitely we are in this. We can't do this alone. But we need to keep preaching the truth. And there is another purge on, I've noticed. Some people today that I listened to yesterday, their videos were gone. So if this ever happens to ours, look on our website, livinginhispresence.org. And remember, living in his presence. Some of you might forget it. So it's living in his presence, living in his presence. Okay. Made you laugh. But tonight's kind of a subject that I want to share with you, and I'm not going to say a lot about it. I want you to get your pen and paper out and do some of your own research while we can, because there's a lot of sites that are being taken down, and the information that we take just, oh, we can have it and go get it tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We're living in a day that there's a lot of things that are happening. And so I want to talk to you about what to research. And you're going to have to kind of make up your own mind what you believe or not, what your opinion is or not. At this point, I just want to give you the facts. And as a watchman on the wall, I want to warn you for what I know. There's a lot of things that I know that I can't share. But if you read it, you can read it for yourself and you can do some of your research. Some people don't know where to look and what to look for. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about things that you can research yourself, and also what's going on. A lot of times I talk about the church and what's going on in the church, but we're also living in the world. And so I want to talk a little bit about Agenda 21, sustainable development, very little, so you guys can do your own research. And it's not a theory. We're in it now. And some of you don't realize what we're going into, what we are into. And if you do your own research, it gives you peace because you have knowledge. And God doesn't want us to be ignorant of what's going on. He wants us to know the world that we live in. And even though we can't predict a lot of things, we know the way some things are going because of what's been told to us. So I want to kind of share that a little bit. And open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. We eventually will get there. But in Matthew 16:3, Jesus criticized the religious leaders because he said, you know how to interpret the appearance in the sky. In other words, you know what the weather's going to be. You used to be able to. If it was cloudy, you knew it was going to rain. If it was sunny out. So they knew their weather. But his point was, you can't interpret the signs of the times. In other words, you can't discern what's going on around you. And he wants us to know. He wanted them to know. He wanted his disciples to know then. And he wants us that follow him now to know what's coming and what we're in, what we're facing. We're not only facing spiritual battles, but we're in a culture war. And these things are not the end. We are in the beginning of sorrows. Like I taught last year when this stuff started happening, we're in the beginning of sorrows. And as these sorrows increase, it's like birth pains. And if you've ever been pregnant, you know these pains get closer and closer together. So we're not only in a spiritual battle, but a cultural war, which is class warfare. And we're being pitted against a racial war. And I just want to let you know there is also coming a time where I believe there's going to be a medical war. It's going to be divided. That you have to do this or that, or you're going to be labeled this and that. There's coming much division, divide and conquer. And if you know about it beforehand, you won't fall into it. You won't be a pawn in the game. So we're not only facing spiritual battles, but a cultural war. And the enemy's next goal is to establish, as we've been talking about for 4 years, a new order. Now, I've talked about this for years. And to get the new order, which is satanic to the core, they have to bring down the old. Piece by piece, the old world, the old Christianity world that we knew is coming down. And it's coming down fast, if you've noticed what's going on in the news. The church has been largely compromised, And I would encourage you all to go back to the YouTubes I've taught. Some of them are long, but we're in it now. It was a little ahead for some people to see, but now we're in it now. They're starting to see. And some of those things I said boldly. I don't even know if I could get away saying that now. But the church has been largely compromised and has become part of the problem. Did you hear that? It's become part of the problem. It is actually helping to destroy faith in God and the Bible and build. The churches are helping. Some churches, not all churches. Thank God for good pastors and good preachers of the word. But the New World Order churches are help building this kingdom, the New Order. Without the gospel, no one can repent and follow Christ. A biblical New Testament church is about equipping the saints for the work of the ministry, to preach the gospel to their world, to their home, wherever they work. It wasn't meant for that church to be in four walls and the world come into the church, and we change the church for the world. Not bringing the world into the church and catering to them. Great. How have we catered to the world? By watering down the message of Christ and avoiding topics such as sin, denying of self, picking up your cross daily, the judgment of God, heaven and hell. Those messages are not to be touched in this day that we're living. But if the gospel is preached, the true gospel is preached, an unbeliever should feel uncomfortable in his lost and sinful state and under conviction. And he wants to get out of that. And he wants to find hope. He wants to find truth, which many of us were at that state. We didn't feel comfortable. We knew there had to be something else. We were miserable. In 2 Corinthians 7, 9 through 11, your sorrow led to godly repentance. We were sorry about our sin. That's why we knew that there was an answer. What's going to happen now when these people are miserable? They don't know who to turn to. They don't know if these lights get snuffed out. How did the disciples or followers of Christ, how did they multiply? How did they grow? How did the church grow? The book of Acts and throughout the New Testament, how did the church grow? Did it grow through gimmicks? Did it grow through entertainment or weight loss programs? No, the church grew by preaching and teaching the Bible. And they endured persecution. They defended the gospel, 1 Timothy 6:20. They proclaimed the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 4. So I said, look at these scriptures later. They suffered for the gospel, 2 Timothy 1:8, 2:3, 2:8 through 9, on and on and go, on and on we go. And they joyed in the gospel, even though their surroundings and their circumstances weren't good, they counted it all joy. And that's what we're having to do in these end times. We're going to have to count it all joy that we know Christ, sometimes regardless of the situation. The people in Texas we know have suffered greatly this last month. Things that have gone on in California, fires and different things are happening. They rejoiced in the gospel. 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8. They counted it all joy. In Romans 8, 18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He didn't promise us that we wouldn't go through things. That's where the church has missed it. The church has not prepared people for what is coming on the earth. They are not prepared. And many of them are going to fall away because they have not been told the truth. So in Romans 1, in verse 16, and read this whole chapter, for I'm not ashamed, verse 16, of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now in verse 21, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Why are we in the state we're in? This is telling us right here. There's wicked people that have been from the beginning There's the righteous and the wicked, and people choose which side they want to be on, right? But he says here, they knew God, they glorified not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and in their foolish heart was darkened. It's so important what we think about, isn't it? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God, and I want you to notice this part, because this is what we're going to go into an image made like to corruptible man. In the word of faith, they were actually talking, these people are saying that God is the size of man. He has the hands of a man. This is what they've done. They've taken God and they've made him into our image, into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts. We know about the Baphomet and the beast and all the things that people are worshiping. Wherefore God also, what is he going to do? Gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, in verse 25, and worshiped and served the creature. They worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Now, when God created the earth, he knew exactly what he was doing. He didn't need us to run around and save the planet.
Amen.
Now, the kings and the merchants of the earth, the book of Revelation talks about it, and all throughout the Bible, the kings, the Psalms 2, the kings and the merchants of the earth have pushed in the darkness. In other words, it's not been out in broad sight. They've been doing this behind closed doors. They've been doing a lot of things that the people don't know about. They have been doing and creating a global governance agenda. Agenda 21. Look up and do your own research on the 17 goals of Agenda 21. It's very scary of what is happening. And if you don't want to believe it, there's been time. I have a book on it, and I'd only read a little bit. It's like, well, then stuff starts happening. I was like, we're in it now. We need to know what Agenda 21 is, what sustainable development is, what your carbon footprint is. You're going to have to know all these things because this is the language of what we're in right now. And worshiping the spirit of Mother Earth is where a lot of these are coming from. The Earth Summit. A lot of their meetings, they worship Mother Gaia. Gaia worship is at the very heart of the global green agenda. If you haven't noticed, everything's going green. Green, green, green. Everything's green. And if you don't know what Gaia is or what it looks like, it's Mother Earth. You can look on the Starbucks cup and you'll see Mother Gaia right there on Starbucks cup. Gaia worship is at the very heart, and you notice it's green. Agenda 21, sustainable development, the Earth Charter, and climate change. Now, they've been talking about nothing about what's happening, what we've gone through this last year is nothing. What's coming, the climate change is going to be 10 times worse. Okay, have you been hearing that? They've been telling us this. Prepare for blackouts. Prepare for rolling blackouts. We've never heard this talk before, ever. Ever. This is all stuff now that we're hearing a little bit here. This bank got hacked. Did you hear about that last week? This for 3 hours, this got hacked, this got taken, this got... We're hearing things now in our day we've never heard before. So Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, the Earth Charter, Climate Change are all part of a mission to save Mother Earth. Wait for it. From humans. To see the image of Gaia, Mother Earth, Earth Goddess, what is it? It's a revival, all right. It's a great awakening of ancient occult paganism that rejects Christianity and sees Christianity as an obstacle to a global religion. Now, what is this global religion? We've been talking a lot about this, but it's a mixture. And it's a mixture of science, so-called, paganism, Eastern mysticism, feminism, Gnosticism. I mean, all these dots are coming together as the greatest religion, so-called. This pagan green cult of environmentalism is the fastest growing religion on the planet. Which value nature, listen to the core of this, is to value nature over the people. And Mother Gaia needs protection, they say. Gaia is the New Age term for Mother Earth and is the driving force behind social change. You heard a lot about social media, social justice. All these terms are new for this age. Gaia was a Greek goddess that was believed to have drawn the living world forth from chaos. Today's updated version of paganism, Gaia needs science to gather in the evolutionists and the science-minded humanists. So now they're all coming together. The message, reduce our carbon footprint. Now that's a little assignment for you. Go look up what your carbon footprint is. These gases that the cows are putting out. Reduce our carbon footprint. It would be funny if it wasn't really happening. Reduce our carbon footprint and increase our spiritual footprint. Now, the environmental minister, I'm not going to quote who he is, but I'm going to quote what he said. He said, no matter if the science global warming is all phony, climate change provides the greatest opportunity to bring about justice and equality in the world. So now what are we facing? Look up the Equality Act. Now that sounds so wonderful. I mean, we all should be. It's got other meanings behind it. This is the thing that's about deception. If you could just go by Planned Parenthood or different these things, it's like, that sounds good. I mean, yeah. But when you start looking underneath these titles, it's not what you think it is. Right. And same with this Equality Act. And look up for yourself, as I've told you before, look up the Georgia Guidestones, look up their 10 rules, their 10 commandments. And if you look at the symbolism, which we've taught, look for symbolism, you'll always see the balance, that scale. They believe in balance. They got to balance the earth and get rid of the cancer of the earth. Okay? So here we're seeing a lot of things that we thought we'd never see in our day. We're seeing the spiritual deception we face today is shifting. We're in a huge transition. We're in a huge shift. And it's no longer the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it's the gospel of the green planet. It's a gospel of Gaia. It's the gospel of sustainable development. And what does it do? It focuses on that, and it pushes away and pushes down the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we have a shifting. The focus to the gospel of Gaia, to the climate. All we're going to hear about now is climate change and sustainable. If something is not sustainable in your local level, this isn't just way out there somewhere. This has been happening at our local places, our home associations, what you can and what you can't do. These things have been operating, and a lot of people don't even know it. Look it up in your own town. The Gospel of Gaia. It won't come under Gaia. That comes out later. But if you start studying the sustainable goals for your city, you might be surprised. And you'll start seeing things being torn down, and you'll start seeing things being built. Everything's being restructured and rebuilt. We're living in a day where there's townhouses showing up everywhere. So it is affecting. It's affecting people. It's affecting their land. They want land. Some people have commented on how this guy's buying up all this farmland. What are they going to do with it? They have places they want reserved where no human will live. They want balance in the earth. Satan's always been envious of God and his creation and wants to advance his evil end times agenda on earth. What's his goal? To sanitize eyes, hypnotize eyes, neutralize. It's all the lies. He wants to sanitize, sterilize. There's coming a huge sterilization. It's been happening in different countries. Sanitize, hypnotize. How are you hypnotized? By the media, the propaganda, and neutralize. Silence your voices. Silence our voices. All the lies of the merchants of the earth. Karl Marx and many others said religion is the drug of the masses. Telling a lie is perfectly acceptable as long as the end justifies the means. You'll hear this even in movies. It's for the greater good. A lie is acceptable to advance the agenda. Remember, Satan is the father of lies. He's got a plan in the end times. The Bible tells us there is coming a plan of the end times. The Jews have been getting together, calling for have you heard about they're calling together and they're praying to bring in Father Nature or whatever, I forget, was the Father of the Universe, or they're calling in for their Messiah to come. They're all coming together, say we can't handle, we want this, their Messiah to come. It's all a different age, and everybody's on different pages, and wow, it's a time of chaos and confusion. But he says here in Isaiah 28:15, talking about the wicked, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hid ourselves. How can some of this darkness be? Because they've lied and they've hidden their refuge under falsehood. We have hid ourselves. They can't bring out their agendas right away because everybody would fight it. So they bring it in subtly and they bring it in a little. Remember, Satan is a god of this world. And that's why we want to get born again. Because he is definitely the god of this world. Thank God we have another world, don't we? So I just want to kind of just give you a summary. Well, first, Mother Gaia, they say, is life. It's the soul of the earth. It's a goddess who inhabits the planet, that she offers life and nourishment to all her children. In ancient days, Gaia was honored as the mother. Now you're hearing people say amen and a mother. They're honoring the Mother Earth. She was considered the nurturer and the giver of life, the mother of all creation, of all fertility. Now we're coming into Easter, which is the bunny and the fertility. The whole paganism about Easter is not what we thought it was. And you're not going to find Christ anywhere. You're going to find bunnies everywhere. Their fertility, love, creator and ruler of heaven and its angels. Gaia, they say, is kind and peaceful. She's Mother Earth. But we don't want to tick Mother Earth off. And if you want to believe that, that's up to you. Everybody's got to believe something. I choose to believe the Bible. Amen. So what is the United Nations Agenda 21? In kind of a nutshell, and there's so much that could be said, and I don't want to overwhelm people. I only want to give you an entrance into it. It's a united world to save the planet. Now, this is just my own opinion. I could be totally wrong. But you know, God brought the flood, and the whole world was destroyed. And only a few, that family, Noah and his family, were saved. Well, the enemy likes to counter and do everything opposite and kind of copy what God did. I think he wants to bring the world down and create a new race. Just my opinion. But the Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, is the action plan implemented worldwide. This is not local. I mean, it is local, but it's not stopping at local. It's going to every city. They talked about the first cities that signed up, and guess was Minneapolis, St. Paul, Edina, Rochester, and Hennepin County were right on that list. And Texas was in there, Florida was in it, go look it up. But the Sustainable Development is this action plan that's implemented worldwide. We're not going to escape this plan because this is a world. We're into a global thing now. Ever since this whole thing started, it's global. Every nation is a part of the United Nations agenda. Most of them are. To inventory and control, what does it involve? All land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all energy, all education, all information, and all human beings in the world. Wow, is that a statement? And achieving a more sustainable population. The UN agenda cites 21, the affluence of Americans as being a major problem that needs to be corrected. You Americans, you're a problem. It calls for lowering the standard of living Americans so that the people in poorer countries will have more, a redistribution of wealth. I'm not going to read all that. Americans are cast in a very negative light and need to be taken down to a condition closer to average in the world. Only then, they say, will there be social justice, which is a cornerstone of the United Nations Agenda 21 plan. I'm not going to read a lot of that. That just gives you enough to do your own research and to start thinking. But on the Earth Summit, the official opening ceremony was conducted by all these people with a Viking longship. You can look it up online. That was constructed to celebrate the summit and sailed to Rio from Norway. The ship was appropriately named Gaia. A huge mural of a beautiful woman holding the earth with her hands adorned the entrance to the summit. Al Gore led the U.S. delegation, where he was joined by 110 heads of states, on and on, different people. But I just want to quote this Maurice Strong, Club of Rome member, who was pretty much the chairman of this meeting. He was the first Secretary General. He's been the driving force behind the birth and imposition of Agenda 21. I don't believe that. I think Agenda 21's been being built for centuries. But while he chaired the Earth Summit, outside his all these other followers, called the Wisdom Keepers, they continuously beat drums, chanted prayers to Gaia. And they trended sacred flames in order to establish and hold the energy field for the duration of the summit. You can view the actual footage of these ceremonies on YouTube. But during the opening speech, Maurice Strong made the following statements. And this is what I want to tell you. The concept of national sovereignty has been immutable, indeed sacred, principle of international relations. It is a principle which will yield only slowly and reluctantly to the new imperatives of global environmental cooperation. It is simply not feasible for sovereignty to be exercised unilaterally by individual nation states. However powerful, the global community, now everything is global, bring some nations up, and what? Bring some nations down. The global community must be assured of environmental security. Then he goes on to say, we must therefore transform our attitudes and adopt a renewed respect for the superior laws of divine nature. Current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class, we've been talking to you about the middle class, haven't we? Current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class. Now, this is the hard part to take, but I'd rather know it and watch it come in so I'm prepared rather than you don't want to know nothing. Because now we're living in a day and an age where people are hooked up to their television sets. They're zombies. They only listen to what they're told, and then they react accordingly. But things are happening, and they don't know why they're happening. If you understand what's happening, you have more power because you understand. It doesn't mean you can change it. It doesn't mean we can change these things. These things have been going on for years and years and years. But we'll see that we're in the middle of it. We're in the beginning of it. We're not in the end of it. But this is what they want for the future. And these goals, they have 17 goals that they want to accomplish, and they're not going to get them all right away. But they are starting on these goals. And as you know some of these things, you'll understand what's happening and you won't be deceived by it. Others, They're just going to hook, line, and sinker, follow the lies. They're going to be neutralized, sterilized, and hypnotized because they're listening to the lies, right? So current lifestyles, this is quote, and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class involving high meat intake. There's a war on meat. The meat is going to be, they're saying that their carbon footprints is too high. Those poor cows, they just put off too much gas. But they're going to go on and on. If you study Germany, you understand that was a trial run for some things. And how could all these Jews be killed? And how could all this happen? Because they told them they were diseased. And in the class warfare that we're coming up against, don't be surprised if they start pulling this same stuff. These people are diseased. Stay away. They need to be taken away. Those that do what they're told and those that don't, I want to be very careful what I say. But this is going back to the middle class involving high meat intake, the use of fossil fuels. We're in the beginning of this now. We're starting to see this. And appliances, air conditioning, and suburban housing are not sustainable. Your air conditioner is not sustainable, according to them. A shift is necessary, which will require a vast strengthening of the multilateral system, including the United Nations. Now, this document has many, many, many pages. But you need to study it. You need to be aware. You need to prepare for some of the things they're saying, because like it or not, some of these things are happening, and they're happening in different countries. They're happening in different states. And once they're started, this is going to continue. I don't like saying it either. I don't even like this. But I feel like I have to warn, and that's my job right now, is the watchman on the wall. We have to mentally prepare for the attacks that are coming upon many, many people in the world, because they want, if you understand the Georgia Guidestones, you'll understand the mentality of what we're dealing with here. If you don't, you really need to study that out. And then you decide for yourself. You make up your own plans, your own thoughts. You have to renew your mind that we're not living the way we thought we were going to live in the future. In other words, Christians, they're saying, are to blame for the sorry state of the world because their religions do not involve worshiping sacred nature. It goes on, other things. So in closing this, so what exactly does Agenda 21 contain? It consists of 115 different and very specific programs designed to facilitate or to force. Remember, we've talked about the God of Forces. The transition to sustainable development. You're going to hear this more and more. Well, that's not sustainable. That's not sustainable. What does that mean? Look that up and study it yourself. What does a carbon footprint mean? But it's funny, these guys that are making these rules have their own jets and they can fly around, and those rules don't apply to them. So what they want to do, the objective clearly by the leaders of the Earth Summit is to bring about a change, and remember, they can't do it all at once. So take a breath and relax, but you have to know we are in a battle. And I see right now the culture war. They're putting the whites against the blacks. And they always have, but it's reversal now. And we just don't fall for the division. We don't fall for it as Christians. We see it. We know what the enemy's plans is. And we've always loved everybody. We've never been turned, you know, now they're taking their corporations and they're pitting them against each other. They're putting, and it's going to increase. So be prepared for that. Don't be shocked when it starts happening. It's unfolding. The gender fluidity thing is going to increase. We're in the end times, folks. And we have to face it. We have to quit pretending that none of these things are happening. We are in Agenda 21. We are in the 21st century of what they want, and it's starting now. So it's to bring about change in the present system of independent nations. The agenda is broken up to 8 programs. I'm just going to give you the headlines. I'm not going into them, but it's agriculture, biodiversity, the ecosystem management, education. Watch what your kids are learning like never before. New textbooks are coming out, and parents, you better be on spot with what's going on with your children. Energy and housing, population, public health, resources and recycling, transportation, sustainable economic development. Basically, Agenda 21 addresses nearly every aspect of modern life. Control, control, control. We thought we have been controlled last year. But with climate change, what I can see is that they would like to also, well, maybe, you know, that there's just too many gases that have been, it's too much carbon footprints. Maybe you all need to stay home on Sunday. You know, just give Mother Earth a rest. Who knows what we're in store for? But we prepare, we believe for the best, but we still have to gird up our loins. We're here for a reason, we're here for a purpose, and we need to make sure that we're letting everybody know of what's going on around them and tell them, study. Oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. No, Agenda 21 isn't a conspiracy. Do you know what a conspiracy is? It's a secret plan. So if you take away the shadows and you see what's going on and you understand what sustainable development is all about, because people don't know what it means. So they're passing these things and they don't have a clue of what they're in for. So they're not prepared when things happen. So you can see Agenda 21 is what they call the blueprint for the 21st century. So what do? We keep preaching the word. We keep doing what we're supposed to be doing. We don't grow weary in well-doing. We rejoice in Christ. He's the author and the finisher. These things are passing through. The whole fossil fuel thing, they want to go to solar, I believe, solar energy. They want to go to restaurants and different things that are more corporations, that are more energy efficient. Things are changing, and we're in this transition period. For us that have lived a while, we're seeing changes. And we have to acknowledge that these changes are here. Because parents and grandparents, you have to prepare your children. I don't care if they don't want to listen to it. I tell my son stuff, he's being told different things by different people, but I still am the mom, and I'm going to tell him. There's times I don't say nothing, and then all of a sudden, just so you think. You got to think of the other side of what you're hearing, right? So parents and grandparents, our assignment's not done yet. Stay on the wall. And go do your research so when questions come up, you know what's going on and you can answer for yourself. That's why I want to have you all look up these terms, look up these things while you still can. Because some things are being taken down. We're going through purges. We're going through information purges. And you're being censored. We're being censored, and you only can think on what the agenda is. If you have an opinion now that's not going to go along with the mainstream, you can be purged out, and we're seeing that. And if I get purged out, make sure you watch us on livinginhispresence.org, because I am definitely going to keep doing what God's told me to do as long as I can do it. And thank you all for helping. We couldn't do it without your encouragement, your emails. I don't always answer because it's just me doing all this, and Mark, as far as answering and stuff like that, but I read them all. And I'm so thankful for the encouragement. Love hearing what's going on in your countries. And we weep with you. We weep with those that are going through these blackouts and this cold temperature. People have died in this weather. And who knows what's going on in the spring and the summer. So we stay connected. Don't isolate yourself. Don't feel sorry for yourself. We need right now to do what we can, because we're looking so much at what we lost, we don't have an idea of what's coming. And that's why we stay on the wall and we let you know. You can't let your guard down. Stay strong. People around you need you strong. Amen? And we're strong in Him. We're strong in the Lord. And we preach the gospel. So, Father, we thank you. This was not an ear-tickling, fun message, but still we have to share what we know is truth so the blood won't be on our hands. We want to share truth with honesty and integrity as far as we know, as much as within us, we want to warn people and let them know they're moving fast into this new world order, and they're taking down piece by piece a lot of the old things that we've taken for granted and thought would never leave. We're seeing things change before our eyes. Give us grace, Lord. Give us strength. We need courage. All of us need courage for the days ahead. And we thank you. This isn't the end, but we're in the days of sorrows. I believe that we are going to see some new changes here up into 2025 and 2030 is their goal. Many of them say Agenda 2030. Some say Agenda 2050. And of course, God's in the mix. You're in the mix and can stop some of this and can prolong it. Many of their goals have not been reached. So we put it all in your hands, Lord. And we thank you for waking your people up. This is not a time for us to get weary in battle. We have to stay strong for those around us that need us. And everyone said?
Amen. Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.
Apart from you, we can do nothing. So we depend on you. You're the vine.